This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Perfect. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Still trying to put myself together here, but it's okay, because I can talk at the same time. I'm actually one of those guys who can do like two things at once. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can go ahead and... One of the things I'd love you to do is give me your email address, because the email address helps me. I send one out a week. I don't send two out a day. I don't beat you up with them. And it gives you information on what's going on in the show, some of the stuff that we're selling, because we do sell stuff, just the things that are going on in the show. What is so wrong about that? Right? Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And that way there, you know, just put a capital TRS in the subject line so I know that you're not trying to sell me something, that you're actually a human being that wants me to deal with an issue and call out the issue, maybe even the author. I mean, if you're trying to get me to cover a book or something along those lines or cover a specific topic and you heard it, you heard the person speak, send me the information on it so I know what to do. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to call. You know, voter suppression, I've been saying it for a long time, and there's they call it voter suppression. Well, the left does. We know this. But it's simply, you have an ID to drive, right? You have an ID to get into courthouses. You have an ID to check out books at the darn library, for God's sakes. But you don't have to have an ID to vote. Because we've been told, and they've been told, and everybody's been told for years by those on the left, that a voter ID is suppression. Because, you know, people can't get IDs, they have a hard time getting out to get the ID, and they don't have the paperwork they need in some cases. It's a line of bunk. It's been debunked year after year after year. Well, now, instead of some right-wing lunabin place, putting it out there, now it's totally different. We have just found out because of a Harvard study, not a Joe Messina study, not a study, again, by some right-wing think tank. This is done by a Harvard professor and a few others. And again, any kind of voter, they don't want anything to do with voter ID laws. So, as the left has been telling us forever, voter ID laws, which require citizens to present a valid ID in order to cast a ballot, it amounts to insidious and racist forms of voter suppression. Now, the term deserves to be placed in the scare quotes, right? You talk about fear mongers. It's exactly what they do. Because you have young kids that are spewing the same thing, and it's not true. And why is it that they're so hung up on it? It's not because they care about the little people. It's often employed as a catch-all phrase to describe any policy or idea that liberals believe would reduce their chances of winning. Come on, think this through. Now, they've been upheld by the Supreme Court as constitutional. They enjoyed overwhelming public support. Why would that be? Why would it be the majority of the people in this country agree with voter? Is it because the majority of the people are, I don't know, white racists? Why do you think that would be? Right? Even racial, large racial groups, the racial minority groups, even they would prefer to have voter ID. So it's just really interesting. You know, they when you see what they've put out there over and over and over again, and they tell you that it reduces turnout, people can't vote. I like the one where they say their IDs are stolen. Well, that's usually what you use on us. When Georgia became one of the first states in the nation to demand a photo ID at the ballot box, both sides served up, you know, these dire predictions. Opponents labeled it as a Jim Crow era tactic that would keep the black community from voting. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Right? Gonna keep turnout among black and Hispanic voters down. Well, guess what? In 2006 and 2010, well, 6 through 2010, I should say, black and Hispanic voter turnout increased at the polls. And it increased outpacing the growth for those two groups. So figure that one out. So all those people who hadn't voted for years because maybe they couldn't, they didn't know how, maybe they didn't have an ID, or maybe they just felt it was a waste of time. I don't know. But now when you think your vote actually will count, when you get there something will actually happen, why not go and vote? Now, even more useful details are available, right? Speaking of Georgia and the alleged voter suppression, you know, you've got all these races or all these groups, political groups. You can call them what you want. You can call them ethnic groups. You can call them, they're political groups that are coming forward and complaining about this. You can't find any statistical or real information where it actually has suppressed voter turnout. Right? But think about it. Now, in what was funny, it was in Georgia. Who's the woman who lost in Georgia? I can't remember her name. She just gave the speech. Stacey Abrams. There you go. So Stacey Abrams, remember she was complaining that it was voter suppression. Listen carefully to the words. Because Republicans only wanted real or validated voters to vote. Think about that. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the fix. You know, don't be part of the problem all the time. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. We're talking about how voter suppression is not real. It's just not real. When it comes to when you request or force or require people to have an ID to vote, time after time after time, there's proof it does not suppress voter turnout. But let me just read you a couple of things here. The left is pushing so hard, trying so hard to make sure you don't believe this. Washington Post headline, do voter identification laws suppress minority voting? Yes. That's a lie. It's just a flat-out lie. The Atlantic. Voter suppression is warping democracy because the laws are biased against minorities. How is it that the laws are biased against minorities? If a law says that every human being with a heartbeat that is an American citizen requires a voter ID to vote, how is that suppressing a minority? You know what I'm saying? New research, this is by a group called City Lab. New research shows that voter ID laws hurt black and Latino voters. Again, a lie. I mean, look, you can't call it anything else but a lie, right? If you have studies from colleges that say that's not true, when you look at actual voter turnout, look at the actual voter numbers, it's still not true. And then they're writing this. It's a lie. I don't know what somebody else can tell me what to call it. States with voter ID laws have seen zero decrease in turnout. That's according to an article in, of all, PolitiFact. Right? You would think it would be different, but no. Right? Voter suppression efforts by Republicans target minorities. That's according to NPR. Why are we still, funding them? Why are we still funding them? Still fighting voter suppression. A New Jersey magazine says, hey, then you don't want minorities to vote. You know, what a slap in the face that is to minorities, though, right? What do we say? They're too stupid to get an ID? They don't have enough money? I mean, Georgia will actually come to your home or pick you up. How much do voter restrictions affect elections? Depends on what kind of ID is required. I mean, again, go back to this. You need an ID to check out a book, for God's sakes. Why would you need one to vote? Somebody asked if I was now for. I've always been for ID. I've never been against an ID to vote. I think, listen, in California recently during the election, we witnessed, if you would, people showing up to vote, and they couldn't vote. You know why? Not because they didn't have an ID. No. Because you don't need one. No. Because somebody had already voted using their name. Right? Somebody already voted using their name. How cool is that? People working their buns off. They finally get off of work. They ask their boss maybe to get off work an hour early so they can get to their poll to vote. They get there only to find out that apparently they were sleepwalking at 8 o'clock in the morning and showed up there. They had an out-of-body experience and showed up at the poll to vote. You stole, someone stole their vote. Yeah, I know, I'm stuck on it. Can you tell? And, you know, when you ask them how they discriminate, when you ask people how voter ID discriminates, they'll tell you specifically it's because the minorities can't get IDs. They sometimes don't have the paperwork for IDs. They don't have the money. They don't have a way to get there. So they don't have cars. They don't have buses. They don't have money. They don't know who they are. My God, I'd be livid if somebody said that about me. If you go over to Mark, I don't even know if they're up there anymore, but if you go over to Mark Dice's YouTube, you might be able to find where he actually went out in the street, and he went to a white neighborhood, if you would, and he was asking them, hey, do you think voter ID laws, you know, suppress the black vote and what have you? And they all said yes. They all said, yeah, you know, they have a hard time getting IDs. They have a hard time. Then he went to a black community, and he said, do you have an ID? Do you have a, you know, driver's license or state ID? Yeah. He couldn't find anybody. And then when he started telling them why he was asking them, some of them just giggled and walked away and said, oh, that's ridiculous. And they left. These are black people. I'm not going to say African Americans. I've already beaten up about that, right? So these are people in the black community going, wait a minute, what do you mean? They're questioning whether we have the ability to get ID. I think it's hilarious. Again, you're supposing, you're guessing, you're whatever, that these people don't have an ability or the wherewithal or the resources to actually go get these things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In total, 10 states ranging from Georgia to Wisconsin require voters to show ID in order to vote. Seven of those states require a photo ID and three don't. An additional 25 states request that voters display an ID, but may still permit them to vote on a provisional ballot. So 25 states say, if you can't prove who you are, we'll let you vote provisionally. Right? The remaining states use other methods to verify the identity of voters, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. Yeah, you know what it is in California? It's, yeah, I'm him. I'm her. Well, can't say it anymore, right? I am they? Maybe that's what you have to say, right?
No.
Well, if you can't be gender specific, I'm they. That's scary. Now, and use other methods to verify. That's right. They verify through a gesture of the hand. Yeah, that's me. New research from an economics professor at the University of Bologna. And I should say the University of Bologna. Another at the Harvard Business School indicate that strict voting laws of the type implemented in those 10 states do not have a statistical significance effect on voter turnout. None. They do not have a negative effect. Right? It doesn't matter what subgroup you belong to, age, gender, race, party affiliation, any of that. They found no change. They write, strict ID laws do not decrease the participation of ethnic minorities. Now again, two professors, two different colleges, two different parts of the world. The law's overall effects remain close to zero or non-significant. I mean, there isn't even any reason to note it. It's so low. It's so small. So therefore, according to the Harvard professor, the talking points against voter ID laws are simply bogus. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Time.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to know if President Trump plans to sign the compromise measure to avert a government shutdown this weekend.
President Trump, say you'll sign this bill. Remove the axe hanging over everyone's head.
Although President Trump doesn't like the allotment for border security, he says that won't stop him.
We're giving out contracts right now, and we're going to have a great wall.
But he still hasn't said whether he will sign it. Authorities say that the New York man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend and then dumping her body in Connecticut in a suitcase is from Portugal, and he's in the U.S. illegally. The government cybersecurity director told lawmakers the agency is now working to secure the 2020 presidential election from interference, and they're urging election officials locally to prepare for any possible intrusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going up there on up there that you need to be part of. You need to get involved with. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's just get to it. Look it. Jeff Dunnett, I don't have him on the show enough. I should have him on more often, you know, because Jeff writes this great stuff on lidblog.com, right? Jeff, you there?
Hello.
When I hit the right button, I can bring you on. Isn't that great? modern technology, it's wonderful. Anyway.
It's wonderful.
I've been accused of hitting buttons all my life, so this is just another one that I keep missing.
And sometimes I do it on purpose.
You mean like you're talking about the hang-up one, right? That's the one you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about sometimes when I write stuff, it's pressing liberals' buttons.
Yeah, I like, you know what, I like doing that on Facebook. And what I like to do, I jump into these rooms where I know they're being really stupid, and I like throwing a little bomb in there. Now, I know most of them hate me. But they're so, think about this, they're so predictable that I know after a couple of minutes, one will get mad at the other one for not quite using the right negative term on me, and then before you know it, they're eating each other up, right? I mean, this is how crazy these people are.
You ever notice that they never argue with you on the facts? They'll just say up your nose with a rubber hose or something like that?
Never. No, you're exactly right. Never. You can't keep them on task. That's the other thing I find amazing. It's like, no, come on back. Please answer the question. You know, it's always amazing to me. Anyway, listen, let's get to it. You know, and again, I tell people, it's not lib. Get rid of the B. It's lid. Like the hack.
Lid.
Blog.
Yes.
Well, you know, being from Boston, I don't talk so good, so they make a lot of mistakes.
Well, I'm from New York.
Yeah, it's even worse for you guys. You know, you go
you
to school
bet.
Twice or something. So, I know there's a lot of what you write about is right on with especially, you know, with the anti-Semitism. There's nobody speaking out. There's nobody screaming about it on a regular basis and holding the Dems' feet to the fire. And I don't know why. Is it because it won't go anywhere? I mean, when you look at what Louis Farrakhan has put out there, plus others now that have elected positions in this country, what is it with the Jewish community? Why aren't they screaming about this?
Oh, well. I call it Jewicide.
Okay.
Right. But really, you have to remember that until William Buckley came around, the conservative movement was very anti-Semitic. And William F. Buckley kind of threw them all out. So growing up, look, my father was a Democrat. My grandfather was a Democrat and married a Democrat. It's just like, you know, the tradition, I guess.
Well, you know, I've also heard, well, I don't mean to interrupt on purpose, but I've read articles, too, that the Jewish community doesn't really trust conservatives because they perceive them as not being tolerant.
That's only part of it.
Okay.
I think it's also a misreading of the Bible.
Okay.
To be honest. You know, I mean, when you look at it, when in Genesis, when it says that man was created in God's image, it doesn't mean we're all supposed to look like each other or like the guy upstairs, right? Because then there would be no good CSI show.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
What it really means is that just like God has the choice of doing right or wrong, but chooses the good, we're able to do that. Because really, what faith teaches is that, you know, God gives us free choice, which is really a divine way of limited government. You know, and I think that people don't understand that. I think that Jews don't understand that, my fellow Jews.
What?
You know, and
I agree with you on free choice. I mean, we have a right to love or hate, be violent, be loving. I mean, a whole bunch of things we can go down. But I'm constantly amazed at the groups that seem to vote against themselves. It's almost like it's self-loathing, right?
Sure. I literally call it Jewicide when I write about it. But then you have, you know, I mean, how many observant Catholics do you know that push abortion?
Oh, hey, I know observant Christians that push abortion. And this is
right.
Part of my argument has been, you saw, well, obviously, you wrote about, you saw what happened in New York. Where were the Christians? Where were the Jews, for that matter? Where were these God-loving humans that were allowing this to happen?
There's a problem, because Jewish theology, half of it is pro-abortion, half of it, well, not pro, but not anti, and the other is anti.
Interesting.
I have to tell you something. Until my wife was pregnant with my first child, and I saw my child in a sonogram and knew at 12 weeks that's a living thing, I was pro-abortion.
Really?
Well, yeah, because that's the way I grew up. But, you know, my thing is that if the liberals were really pro-choice, they would give the fetus a choice. And since the brain doesn't develop until, like, you're later in life, then the fetus has to be born in, like, 18 before it can decide whether it wants to be aborted or not. I think that's fair.
Listen, there's some adults. Can we make a decision for them, too? I mean, how many parents would turn around and go, you know what, I think I got rid of that kid before it was born. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be nice about this, but you know what I'm saying?
Do you know something, though? I have to tell you. Everything that I saw during those sonograms, my daughter did after she came out. She was active at the same times and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, well, she was the same kid.
Yeah. Well,
the only difference.
You now have technology, but here's the beauty. You now have technology that they can't deny what's in there. They can't deny it. It's just a blob. You know, they've always. I remember in the 70s, they sold it to us in school. It's a blob of cells. It's like a little baseball. Yeah. It's just a ball of cells. There's nothing in there. There's nothing human about it. Well, now you can't say that anymore with all the medical equipment we have and technology, right?
You're right.
It's just hilarious.
You're right.
It's just amazing. Anyway.
Yep.
But again, I want to go back to this thing in L.A. New York was making me nuts. The part that made me nuts is the the applause. It was almost like we've landed on the moon for the first time, right? I mean, everybody was excited. Women's rights have been upheld. I'll tell you what, this has been a right in California for 12, 15 years now. It quietly went by 12 or 15 years ago.
Well, it's like, hey, yay, we can kill babies now. And it doesn't surprise me with Andrew Cuomo.
God, he's one of mine. Oh, a paisan. I don't know anybody in my family that approves of abortion. Nobody.
And you know what? Most people I know that even approve of abortion think that what the New York law is and what the Virginia law almost was, that's infanticide.
Yeah. Yeah. But you won't get anybody on the left to fess up to that. You and I both know that. There's no way.
Of course not.
Yeah, there's no way. But, all right, so I drug you on to talk about anti-Semitism, and we're talking about abortion, but that's okay. So I believe that this anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party has always been there. I think that Trump has brought a lot of this hate to the surface. He didn't make it happen. This has always been there in this group. I think all he's done is made them so rabid, so nasty. And, you know, when you're very hateful, you have a hard time controlling yourself. And that's what I think is happening now. What do you think?
I think that it started to get crazy about 20 years ago. And because it started first showing up on the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos. And they were more anti-Semitic than the neo-Nazi sites.
Wow.
Okay. And it slowly but surely came out of the closet. And then, you know, 8 years of Barack Obama.
You can finish that thought quickly.
8 years with Barack Obama, the most anti-Semitic president, at least in my lifetime, helped you come out into the open.
Well, now you have to finish on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Jeff on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. That's right. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address, right? Or even better, I'm sending out text. Now, last night it went out with a bad link to it or something. I don't know what it was. Fixed it. Send it back out again. But we'll send you a text, let you know when the show is going to start, what we're going to be talking about. Send it to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Let's bring him back on. Jeff Dunnis is with me, and he is. What are you? You're the publisher of lidblog.com, and it's Lid with a D. You know, like the hat.
Yes.
Lidblog.com.
Actually, its first name was Yid with Lid, like a Jew with a yarmulke.
Right.
But then I branched out about, instead of just talking about Jewish issues, I talked about politics. So I just made it the Lid.
Yeah,
but what you're seeing on television now, Joe,
yeah,
it's BS, okay? Because the media is protecting the Democrats. Some are claiming that Omar is being ostracized because she's presenting a pro-Palestinian view, or the Democratic Party's Jew hatred, it's really just new after this midterm election, and that it's limited just to a few freshman Congress. And my favorite now are the lazy ones. It's saying, well, you can't criticize Rep. Omar because President Trump is worse.
Oh, that's perfect. Yes, he did it. What about the – you know, they used to call that parenting class.
But he didn't didn't do it.
But even so, they call that in parenting classes, they call that deflection, you know.
Yes.
You let Johnny do it, right? So why can't I? And when we do it to them, I don't know if, you know, when I get on CNN and I start going, well, you accepted it from Obama, and all of a sudden with Trump, it's a bad thing. Well, you can't do that. Trump is president now. You can't go to the past. You can't this. You can't that. Like, really?
Well, one of the things they're saying is that that Trump once was talking to Jewish donors and said, I don't want your money. And it's true. But he wasn't talking to them as Jewish donors. He was talking to them as rich people because he included himself in the group. Because I know I was one of you guys. Okay? you do it and you try to... And he didn't mention Judaism at all. And you know what? He was busting their chops because they were laughing at it. But they're using this as a serious thing about anti-Semitism. Just like when he joked about, hey, Putin, can you get Hillary's emails? All of a sudden he was a Russian agent. But this is what the media is doing.
Yeah.
And he's not an anti-Semite. He loves his grandchildren, and all of his grandchildren are Jewish.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Again, it goes back to everything. I get so frustrated with this because nothing has the same meaning. They don't play with the same dictionary we do. And whatever president.
Let me
Trump
give you
does,
some it, examples that have nothing
ahead.
To do with. Okay. How about the fact that what's his name? Wait a second. That Maxine Waters said that she won't take money from AIPAC because they try to control Congress. Do you know that the 100th largest lobbyist spent $8.1 million? AIPAC spent $3.4. So they don't even rate in the top 100. Okay?
Yep.
They're tiny. Okay? Then you have, let's see, Hank Johnson. You know Hank Johnson? Oh. He's the one who said that Guam would tip over.
I love that guy. He's one of my favorites.
He called the Jews termites before Farrakhan did.
Yep. So what do you think the deal is with Farrakhan? You think they're just afraid of him? They're afraid of the Nation of Islam? They're afraid of the kind of trouble he could cause? Or they just hate the Jews that much they just don't care?
No, I think it's because the very liberal wing of the Democratic Party hates Jews.
Interesting.
And they don't want to alienate the liberal wing. Just like in the heydays of the Tea Party, and we were all part of it, but in the heyday, you know, there were times the Republicans were afraid to piss us off.
Yep.
And it's an easy thing to do. Well, let's sacrifice the Jews.
Okay. Go ahead.
Clyburn, who criticized Rep Omar, was asked about Farrakhan, because he shared the stage with him, and says, I'm not bothered the least bit about his anti-Semitism.
Yeah, you look at
Danny Davis called Farrakhan an outstanding human being.
But I understand that Omar has a map in her office. I haven't seen it. Nobody sent me the picture. I've just read some things that says she's actually replaced Israel with Palestine on the map.
Do you know what she does privately? I don't care.
Right. No, this is on her office. This is in her taxpayer-provided office.
Okay. But my point is that it's not Omar. It's the whole darn party.
Yep. And they're allowing her to do
it. And if the media doesn't start outing them, it's going to really hurt our democracy. I mean, you know, it's like that old poem, they came for the Jews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but you can't expect the media to come out. There's no way to make them come out and do anything. I mean, except unless, right, President Trump said something they felt that was anti-Semitic, right? There's no way.
Well, but they blame Trump for anti-Semitism when he's not. Do you remember that ad that he did with Hillary Clinton and what they said was a Jewish star when he was running? That everybody claimed it was Hillary Clinton being bathed in money, and it had a Jew, what they said was a Jewish star.
No,
it was a sheriff's badge.
Uh-huh.
The star looked exactly like the badge, the sheriff's badge, in my home county. So it had nothing to do with Jews. But they call it that. But when the Democrats do it, I'll give you another example. You know, do you remember the Helen Thomas video?
Mm-hmm.
It ruined it. I broke that story. And everybody attributed to her problem as being she said something anti-Israel. She told the Jews to go back to Germany and Poland. That's not anti-Israel. That's saying go enjoy another Holocaust. But when they talk about it, they still talk about it that way. They cover up for the liberals, just like they do with everything else.
Yeah, they can do no. They, and I don't want to use a cliche. They can do no wrong, but they can't. But like you said a minute ago, I mean, the media's not going to call them out. Their own people aren't going to call them out. From within the party, they're not going to call them out. Seriously, they don't want the aggravation. They don't want look what's happening in Virginia. And even
exactly.
Then, at first, they were quiet. Now, they could say they're calling for them to resign now, but there was no call for an investigation. There was no call for anything right away when this happened.
Well, that's because there were real charges. With Justice Kavanaugh, they went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But they were fake charges.
Yep. Yep, they tried to make as much noise as they could.
Do you know that when he was trying to sell the Iran deal, Barack Obama had a meeting with Jewish groups, with like the heads of Jewish groups, mm-hmm. and they were tweeting out that Obama was basically saying the Jews are trying to kill the Iran deal, and they're the same people who got us into the Iraq war. Okay, there are two people in the world who believe that, Obama and Pat Buchanan. Okay. And the sick part is that the prime minister at the time, Ariel Sharon, begged Bush not to go into Iraq because he said that Saddam was the only check on Iran, and if that he was deposed, you would find a more dangerous Iran to become the biggest threat to America in the region. He was smart.
Yeah.
But Obama was pushing that anti, and it was all tweeted. It was tweeted by the people in the meeting. Did anybody pick it up except me?
No.
Okay, but they do care about anti-Semitism sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if somebody says something about George Soros, they're doing it because it's anti-Semitic. But I criticize Soros all the time. Because he's a bad guy. And you know what else?
Wait a minute. How
he's
is it,
anti-Israel
anti-Semitic.
And anti-Semitic, too.
How is it anti-Semitic to say anything against Soros? We gotta go. I mean, we're up against it. But that's just asinine. Anyhow, tell people where they can get more of your writings and how they can sign up for you.
Okay, go to libblog.com. And the top article is this article about the Democratic Party and Jew hatred. And please go read it because I can't tweet it out.
We're going to try to help you out here. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Mark Anthony joins us after the break. I'm not telling you why. You got to come back to find out. It's really that simple for me. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Science.